What's good? My name is Chris Dallas. It's Trapping Anonymous. Welcome back. Welcome back. Thank you, everybody that's been tuning in and keeping us viral, keeping us moving. We really do appreciate all the love and all the support. If you do want some merch, please hit me up. If you do have a story to tell, please hit me up. We have so many people that reach out on a daily basis and so many different stories and so much things to get to. So I do really appreciate what you all have done with this program, done with the network. And we're just so grateful. Follow Trapping Anonymous, follow at Chris Styles, follow Brave Beat Media. Do remember that the stories that you hear do not necessarily reflect real life. They're here to entertain, educate, or just keep your little homie off the streets. It's only entertainment. Please don't get me indicted. This is Trapping Anonymous. My name is Chris Styles. Let's get it. How are you?
Good, and you?
I was looking at the comments on a lot of my episodes. And someone was just like, you just always get right into the episodes. It would be nice if I asked people their name and the importance and why their story should be told. So, what is your name?
Manisha.
And why is it important that your story be told?
Because it's many people in the world that's going through what I went through, my daughter and I.
Okay. Bring me to the day you found out.
My boyfriend of 3 years was texting and having sex with my daughter.
There was a Snapchat message that you had showed me.
Correct.
Was that message the first time you ever saw any evidence or any proof that he was having sex with your daughter?
Yes.
Okay. What did the message say?
How would she like it if he came in the room at night and licked on her cat? Would she beat him up again?
How old was she at this time?
When I found the messages or when it started?
When you found the messages?
11.
And how old was she when it first started?
7.
7 years old. Okay. What was your initial reaction when you read that?
My heart stopped. My right side went numb. And I just thought, get her to safety.
Did you immediately know, okay, this is what this guy's doing? Or did you sort of second guess yourself? Did you kind of say, nah, this can't be real? Did you try to defend him in your mind?
No. I immediately felt like it's happening. Get her to safety. And we left.
What made you go to his phone in there?
It was my daughter's phone.
Oh, you went through your daughter's phone?
Correct.
And what is this, like a routine check? You just like check your kids' phones, make sure everything is, you know?
I do check her phone, but she had an alarm clock set for 3 something in the morning. And that's when he would get up and touch on her. But the bus driver was complaining like she's falling asleep on the bus. She's not staying up. And I asked her and she told me, I get up and play the game. And I said, okay, I'm gonna check it.
That's how you, oh wow. Yeah. And you told me in Florida, they're really strict when it comes to children sort of like displaying any irregular behavior.
Correct.
On the bus or like in school, they're on it immediately.
Yes.
So you come back home and you're like, all right, let me go through the phone, and this is what you see. What happens next?
I leave and let his uncle see the messages.
Whose uncle?
The guy.
And?
He went off. I went back home because I had left my son there, and I called 911.
The police come?
Correct.
What happens next?
They were afraid to go in the house and get him.
Why?
He had guns. Mm.
So, when the police arrive, they finally, I guess, get the tactical unit. They go inside. Was he arrested with incident? Was it without incident?
10 hours later, they got him from another residence.
He was on the run?
Yes.
When you came back to the home, he had been tipped off, like, okay, the uncle had just went off on him.
I told him to leave. And he was going back and forth, like, he didn't want to lose his relationship with me thinking that he was touching my daughter. So it was like a back and forth thing for a couple of hours. The police was outside. So a total of 3 hours.
Once he was confronted, did he immediately admit to it, or did he say, oh no, that's a lie, this is not true?
No, they asked him for his DNA, and he told him it shouldn't be on her because he was cleaning her up with rags that he was collecting. And, you know, Department of Children and Families came, they investigated. She got a 10-hour interview where she told them everything that happened to her. Keep in mind, she wouldn't let them know that he touched her in front of me, so everything, like, to this day, she hasn't told me anything. I had to write down a couple incidents, and she told me every opportunity he got. If I get out at the store to pay for gas, he's touching her. If I'm doing hair in the other living room, he's touching her in the back living room. I'm asleep, at work, any opportunity he got, he did it.
Okay, so when he gets arrested, he goes to the precinct. This becomes a full-on investigation immediately.
Correct. They take his phone. He told them it wasn't his device because they went in both devices and pulled up every Snapchat message that had been deleted.
Wow, they acquired the IP from Snapchat and they gave Correct. It to them to upload yeah. all of the messages. So he was busted.
Yes.
Was there any remorse? Was there any?
No, not none at all. He just was telling them, oh, I was going to leave her. She's lying on me. And that was that.
I was going to leave her. Like, why would he be even saying that about a 7-year-old?
I know we were going in the messages back and forth. He was like, he got caught cheating in a weird way. But it wasn't nothing like that. The message was for someone else. But my daughter had told him, wait till my son go to sleep, because he had became an age where he can talk and communicate because he's autistic.
He would commit these heinous acts while the son was still in the room?
Correct. He'll make him watch.
He would make him watch?
Correct.
All right. I guess the question to you would be, how did you not suspect anything for so long?
When I'm around, he only plays with the boys. And he tell the girls to go in another room and play together. And I would have thought my daughter would have came and told me. And daily my mom would ask her, you know, is someone touching her? And she would say no.
What would make your mother ask her that? Just
rape is something big in my family, and retrain from young. Tell her someone is doing something to you. But he would threaten to kill me and her brother, as she told.
What did that do to the, what did this whole ordeal do to you?
Me and my daughter don't have the mother and daughter bond. He more so made her feel like she was in competition with me. You know, a lot of times I've made him argue and they would be together once I'm asleep, you know. So a lot of times she'll bring up an argument. So she would have them that night and I'm sleeping in her room.
And this would go on every night, 2-3 times a week.
I know when I had her write, she said it was over 30 times.
What would you think that he was at every time that he would leave the room? Was this just a normal thing for him to just step out of the room, or what, did you become suspicious ever?
No. I sleep deep. And I was working 12-hour shifts, getting off, doing hair to try to make ends meet. And by the time I was asleep, I was like dead asleep.
Mm-hmm. You said they interrogated your daughter.
Correct.
For 10 hours.
Yeah.
Why did it take so long?
That's how long they told her to tell. She told them every detail. She remembered everything. And because of her age, they thought she's too young to know, you know, all the things that he had her do.
What were some of those things that she had wrote down?
When I would be asleep, he would wake her up out of her room, make her go in the kitchen, mess with her in the kitchen, clean her up with the dish rag, and then send her back to her room. He would have her masturbate him. He would lick her vagina. He would mess with her vaginally and anally.
The court document said he anally, vaginally, and orally. From the time she was 7 years old until he got caught.
Correct. As a matter of fact, around 10:30 that night, he had just did it. He sent me off with some food.
He what?
Sent me off to go pick up food. And 2 hours later, that's when I found the messages.
So your daughter develops, or what she thinks is a relationship with this man. This is now her boyfriend.
Correct.
And it was her duty to now protect him from going into jail.
Correct.
Walk me through the court process. What was that like?
They didn't let me go. I couldn't go. They sent it to him and they called me and was like, well, we gave him 25 years.
That was it?
Yeah.
Your daughter didn't have to testify?
Nope.
Nothing?
Nope.
They had the court hearing. They had, I guess, the DNA. I mean, it was, the writing was on the wall.
Correct.
So he's been in jail. So how long has he been in jail now?
Since April of 2021.
And he has 25 years.
Correct.
Did anything else come out in court?
I didn't get to go to court.
Well, I recall other family members.
Oh yeah, he had messed with two prior cousins in his teenage years up north, what, Connecticut, and they sent him back down to Florida to kind of no cover up. A lot of people cover up that type of stuff.
So his family was sort of in defense of this behavior?
Correct.
How do you know?
I ran into the grandmother. Me and her had a close bond. And when it first happened, she was like, I don't believe it. He's going to have to tell me to my face. Why did he do that? But she knew. Because I told her, I was like, yeah, he did it to his two cousins. She was like, no, I raised them. You know, very defensive. It's her favorite grandchild.
Mm.
They support him to this day.
Mm.
Yeah.
And where was he from?
Connecticut.
Connecticut.
Well, he was born in Queens, New York, raised in Connecticut.
What are some of the signs? You said to me that you had started to study the signs.
My daughter stopped wanting her brother to sleep in the room with her. She would tell him to get out, and then he would come and tell me, oh yeah, he's getting too old to be sleeping with her. But at that point, he started communicating and speaking. So, you know, he autistic. He gonna blurt something out, like, you know, mm-hmm. Have you seen it?
Mm-hmm.
I noticed she had us arguing a lot. Telling if I speak to another man, you know. And she started wanting to dress like him because we always dressed alike every day. Mm. She would say, no, mommy, me and daddy's gonna dress alike, you know.
What is it like to know that you were in a relationship with someone that was in a relationship with your daughter?
Oh, very disgusting. I don't even know where to go with it. It hurt, you know, because it's other grown women. He could have went and messed with, he could have just left me. He destroyed everything in my life.
Do you ever take blame for what happened?
No, I never did that. I was very close to my kids. I did everything with them. I wasn't the typical, you know, club going, no one that drank or smoke. I did everything with my kids. Like, she could have came to me. Her excuse was when she tell me somebody did something to her, I yell at them in front of her and she would be scared. So she was scared to tell me that, you know. I don't know if it was just a lie or, you know, the truth. I'll never know.
How old was he?
26 when they started and 28 when they arrested him.
I'm assuming that all of this was done unprotected.
Correct. They found his DNA and her DNA combined on her.
Was there any STDs, STIs?
I know he had an STD, and it was during the time that he was messing with her.
Do you think that she contracted anything from him?
Correct. But she never got treatment. The doctors refused to give her the medication. They said it's for adults and it's going to tear her stomach apart if she takes it. I tried to get her, like, pap smears to see, like, the damage is done. Doctors are afraid to touch it because there's so much damage. I don't know if one day she won't be able to have kids. They didn't look into that because no one would go in there.
Because she's so young.
Yeah.
Here you are with a grave problem, and there's no one that's even willing
to help.
You said the dynamic of your daughter relationship with you is heavily strained.
Yes.
What is it like for you to have to raise a daughter that essentially hates you for putting away her boyfriend, quote unquote?
It's very hard. Very, very hard. To this day, she still thinks she should keep secrets from me. You know, I still try to give her the world, even though I don't have it. She lies. She thinks she's grown. I have no authority over her, you know. He didn't give her the opportunity to be a child. He robbed that from her. I really feel like she hates me. Sometimes when she's mad, she say, oh, that's why he moved your gun, you know, so I couldn't protect us. If it got that far, you know, she say hurtful things. When I told you he tried to mess with me, you know, we really had sex, anything to try to break me down. He brainwashed her, groomed her. I do believe if he ever got out, she would go back to him. That hurts.
I don't know, I interview a lot of people. I hear a lot of stories. This is very, very, it's just so disgusting.
I know, very much.
So disgusting. Okay. So 25 years, he was only sentenced for the time that he violated your daughter? Was he sentenced for violating anyone else?
No, but I do believe there's other victims out there. A couple other girls that I think he do, they're young still and they're messing with other young kids. And that's a sign, you know?
I think the worst part about this is even your daughter probably won't feel the damages from this until she's older and she looks back at her life and she looks back at you know, the decisions that she's made. And then she gets to see how she was robbed so early in her life. Right now, I know that it's a disdain for you that she has. But I think that one day she'll ultimately understand the fact that mom protected me. The moment you found out, you didn't second guess it. You didn't try to hide it. You didn't try to send him away for a little bit of time. You got on it. Because at the end of the day, you still lost your relationship. This was somebody you was with for 3 years.
Yeah, but it was kind of tumbling down. He wouldn't go, like I would take him to his grandmother's house and he would be sick. But when I look back at it, he was trying to get back into my home so that my daughter wouldn't tell.
So he was just on pins and needles, like, oh yeah. My God, I have to control this situation.
Yeah.
What are some other things in retrospect as you look back, you're like, oh, I could have noticed this as a sign or... Have you ever sort of played that in your mind?
I know a lot of times when she told me he had touched her, I might wake up, roll over, he's in the shower, you know, scrubbing up his face and his lower area and stuff. But I wouldn't think nothing of it, you know? I look back and I realize.
You had told me that he had created this new young girl in your daughter. So much so that after he got locked up, you had a new boyfriend, and she had made a comment about him drinking or something.
Correct.
What happened with that story?
She had asked why he didn't get her a wine cooler. It was alcohol. I did let her know when you're introduced to drinking, you could be taken advantage of. So she more so, what he did to her was make her want to throw herself on men now. And I told her, you don't do that. Every man isn't like him. And you're going to meet men that's a man figure in your life. But I just don't know where it's going. I know looking back, I was trying to teach her like mother-daughter stuff, cooking. She wouldn't cook for me, but when I leave the house, they're in the kitchen, both of them calling me how to cook this, how to cook that. He might be washing her bed sheets or something, and I wouldn't think nothing of it because we was washing every day, you know.
Yeah. Do you think that your daughter's and your relationship is beyond repair, or do you sort of think that there is a place that you guys can come to where you have to make it work?
I'm hoping it could be repaired. I tried to get counseling with her, but she refused to talk. Because like I said, she don't want me to know the truth. I'm fighting with the state attorney to get the documentation so I can know. But they told me it's confidential.
What else do you think that she could be hiding? What else do you think that could be said?
Well, for one, she told them he did it, and they switched it to he attempted to do it. I need those documentations of her because it was a video and audio of her saying that. And they switched her words, and he got less time because of that. He was facing life. And I really just feel like he getting away with murder because that's what he did. He killed the joy that we had once had as a family.
What was your relationship like with her before him?
The best. Like I said, I gave her the world. I did everything with her. I always have my kids with me. You know, I have two, but I make sure she have everything before my son. So, you know, when I gave birth to her, I was so happy. Only for the simple fact, my mom, I was taken from my mom. I didn't have a mother and daughter bond. So I wanted a daughter to show her what I wanted from my mother.
And how did you grow up?
In foster care.
At what age?
I was removed at 5 and I aged out at 18.
What was that experience like for you?
I went from family member to family member. I was molested at age of 5, and they removed me from my family and took me to an abusive home. The lady only cared about money. Went through a lot of mistreatment there.
Quote.
She would have me pick out 2 outfits for the week. Every other day, I rotate. She would cook foods like liver or something I don't eat. If I eat it and throw it up, she'll make me eat your throw up. Wasn't allowed to use her bathroom. She would choke you until you stop breathing and then slap you, like to get you to grasp for air. Very cute.
She made you eat your throw up?
Right. It was 8 girls there. She was, ooh, this lady was the wickedest.
Where is she now?
She's still living.
Is she reachable? Have you spoken to anybody about this behavior? Have you just tried to get justice?
They eventually removed me after 2 years, but I can't get justice. I was a child. It would have been up to my mother to do it. She never tried.
Did she play favorites, or can you say that the treatment of all 8 women there, all 8 little girls there were harsh?
She showed favoritism to 1. She was mixed. Everybody else, she was downright mean. From the ages of 1 and up to high school, she had us bathe in the same water, recycled milk, meat, anything.
Was there any good memories from living there?
I was able to go to church. That's how I escaped it. Weekend, you know, can't use the bathroom, so I would go to her mother's house just so I can use the bathroom and go to church.
What was it like leaving that place for you?
I was happy. Very happy.
Where did you go?
To a foster home with my other 2 sisters. And that lady, she was very nice. She took us around the world, different places.
What's your fondest memory with her?
Traveling. Virginia, North Carolina.
How do you think your childhood has affected you in adulthood?
It's hard for me to trust people. I feel like my parents didn't love me, so no one would, you know. I had to learn to love my kids because no one showed me, you know, love, you know. I didn't grow up with I love yous or hugs. So now, you know, I barely hug and tell my kids I love them, but I'm learning too.
Where's your daughter's biological father right now?
He's deported to Jamaica.
What was your relationship like with him?
The worst. Worst. I came from Florida to New York. I lived here. I got pregnant. When he found out I was pregnant, he told me, oh, you just came from Florida, that's not my baby. So he never did nothing for her. She never had a father-daughter bond. But she watched him love on his other 6 kids and disown her. So, you know, it's easy to fall victim to a man because your father didn't show you the proper love first.
Mm. I feel so afraid for her in this life. I feel so afraid because of all the trauma that she's already endured. And life is harder. That's the scary part as parents. Like, we know life is gonna get harder when we look at our kids and we try to provide the best situation for. I guess people would wonder, why bring men around your children still after the situation?
Then that wouldn't be fair to my love life. And it's not so much of them being around my kids, because my daughter is barely in the home now. And I have like my sister there to help, you know, and keep her separate from being in men's faces, you know. But every man not like him, so I can't, you know, just not trust the man because I trusted him and it turned out that he, you know, betrayed me.
Okay. Has he ever tried to contact you from prison?
Nope, he can't.
He can't contact her either?
Nope.
Do you have any regrets?
Yeah, I regret dealing with him. Very much.
Something you would tell your younger self?
Watch out for wolves in sheep clothing, because that's where he was. He watched my daughter grow up from a baby. He used to change her diapers, you know. I just don't know where it went wrong.
Somebody watching this is gonna grow suspicious or skeptical about the relationship they're in. They're gonna watch this and they're gonna maybe think that this could possibly be a situation that they're dealing with. What are the calling cards? What are the signs? What would you tell them to look out for? What would you tell them to be wary of?
One, I wouldn't let my daughter have any communication by phone with the man. I wouldn't leave them alone at home. Father or not, I just wouldn't trust it, you know. And I would definitely not let a man that's not her father make any decisions for her. I give him no type of authority over what's for her.
This is Trapping Anonymous. My name is Chris Dallas.